Well, there is no doubt trade agreements are an important part of the global economy, but they can be tricky for agricultural goods. But according to USDA economic researcher John Wainio, over the past decade, specialty crops in particular have benefited more than they have suffered from bilateral and regional free trade agreements.
Exports are huge for a number of U.S. horticultural products, among them almonds, pistachios, walnuts, canned cherries, raisins, fresh grapefruit, fresh oranges. Anywhere from a third to two-thirds of our total supply actually ends up on overseas markets in those commodities.
And there may be more potential to open U.S. fruits and veggies to the global market with two regional FTAs currently in the development stages, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, known as TTIP. As Wainio says, they recently conducted an economic research service study on the benefits of these agreements to the U.S. horticulture market.
And so what we were interested in looking at is, first of all, what are we importing and exporting in the way of produce with these countries? Second, with respect to our exports, what sort of tariffs do we currently face in these countries? Are there products that could be expanded if the tariffs were reduced?
The study did indeed indicate that the Trans-Pacific Partnership will improve market access for U.S. horticultural goods, and Wainio says that is especially true for a soon-to-be TPP member.
Japan is in the process of joining the TPP talks. The potential for increasing produce, particularly to Japan, appears to be quite high.
However, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership may be a bit more challenging, as the study reveals high average tariffs on agricultural exports. But Wainio says one advantage fruits and vegetables have as a trade commodity to the EU is that they face less sanitary and phytosanitary barriers than other goods.
There are some tolerance limits on chemical use, but nothing that really seemed to be that important. I mean, trade is flowing, so it is important for a number of commodities, but less so for fruits and vegetables.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.